Next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes are 14-8 overall and 3-6 in Big Ten play. The Hawkeyes play Wisconsin and Northwestern this week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Coach, if you'd like to make an opening statement, then we'll open up the call for questions.
We had an interesting week, real good win at home against Penn State, tough loss on the road against Minnesota. Feel as though defensively we're playing about as well as we can play. And that, I think, is encouraging. We're also getting productivity from a lot of different people. Offensively, not where we need to beat the teams of caliber of the teams that we've been playing. And hopefully we'll continue to improve in that area.
Thanks, Coach. This time we'll open up the call to the media.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Rick Brown with the Des Moines Register.
Hey, Fran.
Hey, Rick.
Have you thought at all about maybe taking Devin out of the starting lineup, bringing him off the bench? Maybe that might help him a little. I'm sure you've thought of a million things to try to get him going.
You know, I wasn't as concerned about him until yesterday. I felt like he was playing pretty well. He was not himself yesterday, and I think that needs to be addressed. I don't think taking him out of the starting lineup is the answer. He's one of our guys. He's one of our key guys. He's my leading scorer. He's versatile. He played a number of different positions. He's an experienced guy. I just think we have to help him through it.
Now, Aaron White has played very well for his career against Wisconsin. What do you think that is? Is it just that game suits his style or something?
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know. It could be a matchup thing. It could be a style of play thing. It could be coincidence. I never really thought about it, to be honest with you, Rick. I look at him and say, boy, he plays well against pretty much everybody. It's different in terms of some things he'll do against one team versus another. But I see a guy, when I look at him, as a guy who's pretty consistent in terms of his performance.
Thanks, Fran.
Yep.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you have eight players averaging better than 13 or 15 minutes per game in conference play. Talk about the advantage of being able to play so many different players and how that helps your lineup.
Well, it's been interesting because, clearly it helps us defensively because we've got fresh bodies out there. But, you look at yesterday's game, for example, my starting lineup gets down 14-2, and my backups, come back and cut the lead. And it's been like that all year long. Game to game, we've had different guys. Now, that could, you could also look at that and say, boy, that could be problematic for you. But, to be able to go to the bench and have Oglesby and Eric May and Zach McCabe in particular play the way they played yesterday along with Anthony Clemens, those four guys were spectacular. I thought Olesini was really good in the first half. Woodbury didn't play well in the first half, but played great in the second half. So that gives me some more flexibility to be able to go back to those guys that were starting and get more productivity out of them. So it's a great weapon to have, that weapon being depth. But at the same time, I'd like to see a few of our guys be a little more consistent.
Your next question comes from the line of Scott Dottman with Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Good morning, Fran.
Hey, Scott.
Your team has lost three games within the last minute of the game where you've either been tied or ahead. Do you see anything that's kind of a common factor in those losses other than maybe missing a few free throws?
Well, it's been missed free throws and poor execution in all of those games. What's odd about it is our execution prior to that has been pretty good. Now you could say, we've juggled our point guard. We've had Mike was the point guard, and then Clemens, and now it's Mike, and at times it was Marble. You know, you say, well, it's great to have three guys that can play point guard, but at the same time, you know, we're bouncing around, and those guys have been pretty darn good, but not as sharp as we need to be late game. You know, the free throw situation is frustrating, because when you play as well as we've played, to be in that position, you want to be able to close the game out and make your free throws, and we just haven't done that. And when you're doing both of those things, it makes it really hard. Now, at the same time, you know, Austin Hollins had a great shot. You got to give that kid credit. He's playing extremely well. I mean, Mike was a little bit late, but he contested that shot. I mean, they're down two with 12 seconds to go, and this guy's hitting a contested three. Pretty good play by him. And that's what this league is. It's guys on the other team that are doing really good things as well.
When you look at a team that's lost a lot of close games like that, how difficult is it to keep their confidence up when the message is probably similar in some ways game after game?
Well, you know, the goofy thing about yesterday was, I mean, Aaron White makes a steal that really should have won the game for us. We're up four. And throws it ahead to Mike. Mike doesn't make the layup. He misses the tip. Clemens gets the rebound. He misses the layup. And they throw it down and dunk it. You know, instead of being up six, it's two. And, you know, there's less than 2 minutes to go. So those kind of things are happening to us as well. We just need to get over the hump and get one of them, and I think the rest of them will fall into place, because clearly we're playing well enough to win.
Your next question comes from the line of Doug Lemaries with the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Yeah, Fran, you've coached in other parts of the country too. Now that you've been around the Big Ten, the Big Ten hasn't won a national title since 2000. Do you think, is that just coincidence? Is it just one of those things? Or is there anything about, I don't know, do you guys beat each other up and by the time you get to March, it's harder to come out of this league? Any theories on that?
You know, it's interesting. You know, my theory would be that by virtue of what we go through during the course of the season, I would think that would help us. I mean, in theory, that should be beneficial, because we're so road tested. You know, playing in a neutral environment really shouldn't be an issue. We're playing against really tough physical quality defenses, and a lot of times if you're playing in a conference, for example, that's, you know, sort of up and down, and then all of a sudden you run into a team that's really guarding you at half court, you struggle. You know, our teams that get into the tournament typically have stars. You need stars when you get to the NCAA tournament. We've made a couple good runs, and I think, you know, if we hadn't had anybody in the Final Four, if we hadn't had anybody in the championship game, you know, I think I'd be, you know, looking at it a little bit differently. I think, you know, the point that you made, I think it's nothing more than coincidence, I think is the best way I'd answer it.
Thanks.
Yep.
Your next question comes from the line of Rick Brown with the Des Moines Register.
Hey, Fran, I just wanted to ask one quick follow-up. When you recruit a player like Aaron White that no one else in your conference recruits, do you take any kind of self-satisfaction in watching him succeed?
I don't take satisfaction in that aspect of it. I take satisfaction in the aspect of, I know Aaron White, and I know what kind of person he is, and I know how hard he works. And I get a tremendous amount of satisfaction out of the fact that he is succeeding for him. You know, that other stuff is peripheral stuff that I don't really pay attention to, quite honestly.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate it.
Thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you next week.